WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News.
The General and Revision. I'm Elliot Francis. Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster has been named the President's new National Security Advisor. He replaces Mike Flynn, who was forced to resign last week. More from correspondent Barbara Starr.
Very well known inside military circles. Highly respected. He's done tours, multiple tours, in Iraq and Afghanistan. He was involved with the surge in Iraq. So he knows that part of the world very well. Officials are telling us that he will have to come up to speed on other geographic issues like North Korea.
The White House set to give details soon on a revamped travel ban it says will be easier to defend in court. Correspondent Sarah Murray tells more.
Their current order has been blocked from implementation by the court. So they're going to try to address a couple things. Some things we expect to stay the same. For instance, we expect it will still deal with those seven majority Muslim countries. Those same seven countries are likely to be affected.
Officials say that new order is expected sometime later this week. I'm Elliot Francis. The FBI is investigating threats to Jewish community centers around the U.S. Now the White House is weighing in. Mary Maloney reports.
Some call it telephone terrorism. Bomb threats called into Jewish community centers, prompting evacuations and escalating fears. Since the beginning of the year, there have been nearly 70 bomb threats to JCCs across the United States and Canada. Almost a dozen happened Monday. In Missouri, vandals destroyed more than 100 headstones at a Jewish cemetery. The White House denounced the anti-Semitic incidents, and President Trump's daughter, Ivanka, who was an Orthodox Jew, tweeted, "America is a nation built on the principle of religious tolerance. We must protect our houses of worship and religious centers." I'm Mary Maloney.
Russia's ambassador to the UN has died. Vitaly Churkin fell ill at his Manhattan office Monday morning. He was then taken to a local hospital where he died. Churkin would have turned 65 today. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe has rejected a stack of bills before him.
Governor McAuliffe has vetoed legislation that would allow people to carry concealed switchblades and another that would have lowered the age for a concealed handgun permit from 21 to 18 for active duty military members and veterans. He's also said no to a bill that would allow homeschooled students to participate in public school sports. Though Republicans control both chambers of the General Assembly, they do not have enough votes to overturn these vetoes. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Republicans in the Virginia House of Delegates are moving swiftly to name a successor to Speaker William Howell, who yesterday announced his impending retirement. Published reports say House Republicans will gather tomorrow to name veteran delegate Kirk Cox the speaker designee. Howell announced yesterday he won't be running for re-election this year. Today, Washington bids farewell to giant panda Bao Bao, who's off to China as part of a breeding agreement.
Yes, she's just a panda, but for some reason, D.C. came to see her as something more.
We watched the panda being born, so it's kind of been the life cycle thing.
The line to see her on her last full day Monday had to be closed early so everyone could get through before closing.
He was happy and eating, and probably doesn't even know he's going to leave soon.
Everyone agreed it's sad to see her go, though, for differing reasons.
We really are, because she's really fluffy, and I like fluffy things.
I think it's important for the diversity of the panda population.
Conservation effort and have pandas continue on. It's so important that people get a chance to see the panda.
At the National Zoo, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And this gorgeous spring-like weather is going to spoil us already. Forecasters say this is the third warmest February on record in Washington, and temperatures are expected to be in the 70s again by Thursday. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 20,624, the NASDAQ at 5839. Sports, college basketball, Virginia drops its fourth in a row, losing to Miami in overtime. Howard loses, and the Maryland women lose for the first time in 15 games. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this store of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this store closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 1832653, consumeraccess.org.
Need firearms training? ValleyGuns2.com. That's ValleyGuns, the number 2.com.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, serious crash north on 28. Right as you come up to the Dulles Toll Road, investigation is still underway from an overnight fatal crash. So what happens when you're heading north on 28? You can make the exit to get onto either direction of the toll road, but you cannot extend onto northbound 28 heading up towards Sterling, or if you're heading up toward Route 7. So you can plan some of your alternates if you're heading north in that stretch. You could use the Fairfax County Parkway so you won't be sitting in the backups that have already started to build, or Centerville Road. That would work for you as well. On the toll road, no delay. Looks good through Herndon and Reston up through to the Capitol Beltway. Beltway quiet. See a little activity on the shoulder. Maryland, Montgomery County, outer loop near Connecticut Avenue. Crash cleared and no delay associated with that earlier crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures will come down a bit today, but still staying about 10 degrees above normal. We'll get warmer again tomorrow and again on Thursday. Considerably cloudy, 58 this afternoon. Some fog later tonight, 46. Fog tomorrow morning, then partly cloudy, 67. Could crack 70 by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 45 in Arlington, 39 and only 45 degrees in Washington. Tensions remain high in Jewish communities across the country after the toppling of more than 100 headstones in a cemetery in St. Louis. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
It's 5:06 on WMAL. And though it feels to me like a Monday, it's actually Tuesday all day long. Good morning to you. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall. And we've got a great show lined up for you. Of course, at 7:05, we'll talk to Joe DeGeneva. At 7:35, Ami Horowitz. What is the truth about those refugees who went to Sweden? The president's been talking about it. Ami Horowitz did one of the documentaries that informed the president's thinking. He'll join us at 7:35. At 8:05, D.C. City Administrator Rashad Young. What will D.C. lose if it continues to hold on to its sanctuary city in the way of federal funding? We'll find out. And at 8:35, it's Larry Kudlow from CNBC. I'm Brian Wilson, and please say a great big Mornings on the Mall welcome to my new co-host, Mary Walter. It's good to have you on board.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
I think if people were alert, cunning, and fly, they sort of saw this coming, but we're really officially glad to make the announcement today. Welcome on board,
Yay!
Mary.
I've been dying to make the announcement.
Well, now it's out.
And you know how I know it's official?
Oh.
Because Heather brought donuts and cupcakes.
Yeah, don't expect that every day.
No, I don't. I don't expect that every day, but Heather brought donuts and cupcakes, so we know it's official.
It's a one-off. She never brought me donuts, I'm telling you. Well, listen, again, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
And let's jump
right into it.
You want to talk? We're going to talk about the economy and why so many people are optimistic. Take off.
Yeah. Well, is your personal economy better? Is that why people in this new poll are happy or optimistic about the economy? 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. This new poll from Harvard Harris, provided exclusively to The Hill, found that 61% of people view the economy as strong. And I want to know, well, why? What's changed for you to suddenly view the economy as strong? And they said that it's been a surprising turnaround, because since about 2009, the numbers about optimism with the economy have not been that good. But for 61% of people polled to now say they view the economy as strong, what happened?
Yeah.
Has your personal economy turned around? Look where I am.
Yeah.
So my personal economy has turned around, which is great. But has your personal economy turned around? And along those lines, we're racking up more household debt, which is a dichotomy, because people are saying, I feel great about the economy, but we're more in debt than we were. Is that an indicator of things being good because we're going out and buying stuff? What's
going
on?
I look at this now. I look at the economy and I say, well, you know, for me personally, and I think most Americans, maybe not percentage, but a great number of Americans now have some kind of investment, some kind of 401k. And when you see the stock market go up and up and up and up and up, and
you
look over and you say, and you take an occasional look to see where you are and say, hey, I'm making some money over there. I don't know. It changes, I think, a lot of people's opinion about it. I think, you know, overall, compared to where we were when gas was $4 a gallon, gas is relatively cheap. It's not as cheap as it has been, but it's cheaper than it was a while back.
Good point.
And that helps people in their economy. That is the one big thing in your budget that can fluctuate so dramatically, it seems. When it's expensive, you don't have money for other things. So right now, gas is not, not as low as it has been, but it's not bad. And I think that helps. But when you talk about debt, to me, what that says is, well, you know what? I'm feeling better about the future, so I'm willing to take on a little debt right now and do some things that I've been putting off because I feel like, you know, things are looking a bit more rosy than they have been. But, you know, that's a great question. What has changed about the economy? If these numbers are true, then people's opinion has changed. What was the thing that changed the opinion? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
Yeah, and there's another question since you brought it up about the stock market, and we were kind of discussing this off the air. Are most people invested in the stock market through either a 401k or some kind of profit share, something? I do think that most people are invested in some way, shape, or form. If you belong to a union, you probably are invested. If you belong to, most people who work have some kind of investment, I think, in the stock market in some way, shape, or form. I think people who aren't invested is a smaller number than people who are. And I think that has a lot to do with it.
I really do. I think that's part of it. And you know, I know that just psychologically for me, if I know that the investments that I don't look at them every day. I mean, you can worry yourself sick looking at that stuff every day. But if I know generally that the stock market is up, and we just broke a big barrier, we're at 20,000, headed toward 21,000 on the Dow. You know, that sort of informs me that the thing, that's a sign that the economy overall is doing okay. Maybe it's a bubble. I don't want to worry about that, and I feel okay about it. So, okay, number one, I feel optimistic about the future. Number two, I am maybe willing to take on a little bit more debt.
And I'm willing to bet most people don't even look at their statement when it comes. I'm willing to bet most people don't even look. My husband and I are very competitive, and he's got his and I've got mine. So we're very competitive. So when that thing comes, we rip it open to see who's doing better.
Yeah.
Because that's how I bet you most people don't look at the statement when it comes.
Well, what do you think about it? Evan in Calvert County, you're on with Brian and Mary this morning. Good morning, Evan.
Good morning, Evan Slogginhop. Calvert County Commissioner here down in Calvert.
Right.
Wanted to just give you a little perspective from the county local government perspective. We had that flat economy purposeful for the last 8 to 10 years. Remember the expression, the administration is going to put the boot on the neck of banks and the businesses.
Right.
Yeah.
We have seen that with income revenue for our citizens being flat, property values being down. So we're cautiously optimistic we're going to be seeing an increase in property assessments and an increase in our citizens' incomes, which in turn will help the county have greater revenue to work with, so we can also start providing additional income for our salaried employees, the teachers, the local police, and county employees. So we're cautiously optimistic, and it's only because of the change in the U.S. administration, quite frankly.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, this is a guy who cares about growth, and what is he talking about? Jobs and growth. And already we've seen him, you know, take interest in those topics. That catches people's attention when they feel like, especially if you're in the business world right now, you feel like the past administration was doing everything it could to hurt your ability to do business and to make a profit. Now you got a president who cares about profit, who wants business to do well, who wants to bring new jobs on, who's talking about, instead of sending all our jobs down to Mexico, having them, you know, if I'm in a union right now and I look at this president, I've got to be very encouraged by that.
I would think so.
I would think so. I know maybe that is part of it. Let's see. We want to take more of your calls here in just a moment. 1-888-630-WMAL. Give us a call right now. Tell us what you think. You know, why are people, if it's true that people are more optimistic about the economy, you know, what is it about your life that makes you more optimistic? Or are you?
Yeah. Or is it just Trump? I mean, just the right words from the right person can change your entire perception about your, you know, finances and the world.
And more of your calls in just a moment. Right now, it's 5:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, we did start off with a snag this morning. Virginia, we had an overnight serious crash on Virginia's northbound 28. So if you leave Chantilly and head up toward the toll road, this will affect you. You are able to get onto the toll road. So from northbound 28, you can go either direction of the toll road, but you cannot continue past the toll road on 28 northbound due to this crash and investigation underway. So delays have already started to form as you come north from Frying Pan Road. So you can use that over to Centerville Road. Just a couple options for you heading up to the toll road. Like I said, you can make the exits. You'll just sit in that extra volume. And again, with all lanes stopped at the toll road. No problems to report on the trip around the Beltway right now through Annandale. Tyson's, that looks good. 66 wide open coming out of Gainesville up through to the Beltway. Heading to the Wilson Bridge. A great time to get going. Delay free each way. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the forecast is amazing. It is simply just astonishing and amazing. So it'll be cloudy today, 58. So that's not so remarkable. That's okay. Tonight, they'll say little areas of dense fog, maybe tonight, a low of 46. And they're suggesting that tomorrow morning, we could again have get very dense fog and a high tomorrow of 67.
Nice.
Now, I say that sounds pretty good. But then I look at the forecast for Thursday, temperatures in the low 70s. And I look at the forecast for Friday, temperatures in the mid-70s. And then I look at the calendar and I say, holy moly, it's still February. What's going on here? I don't know, but I like it. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 45 degrees. 617, I'll make that 517 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
I am bringing my bathing suit to CPAC. I'm Mary Walter. I get to sit with Brian Wilson now, my new home.
That's right.
So excited. We want to know, why do you think the economy is strong? 61% of Americans view the economy as strong. Has your personal economy changed? What is different if you agree with that? And if you don't agree, if you don't think the economy is strong, we'd love to hear why. 888-630-9625. Let's go to Keith in Winchester. Keith, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning, Keith.
Well, good morning, Brian, and welcome aboard, Mary. Well, it's quite obvious, as the previous caller said, the president has changed. And instead of a president's interest in growing the government, we have a president's interest in growing the economy. We've already seen regulations rolling back across the board. We have cabinet officers in place who are looking to downsize the bureaucracies and cut back the regulation. We see that. We see actual action to grow the economy, and that's why we're thinking well.
Yeah, I mean, it's an overall sense that now we got a guy in the White House who at least is pulling for the idea of profit and business and jobs. And that does, I think, help the American psyche in some way.
Yeah.
I'm very pleased that we now have some consumer confidence. I just hope that it's supported by something in the economy that's real.
And what I was going to say is perception reality.
It's perception reality. By the way, Larry Kudlow will have some thoughts about this at 8:35 this morning. No doubt at all. Ron in Fairfax, you're up next with Brian and Mary Walter. What do you say?
Good morning, Brian and Mary, and again, welcome, Mary.
Thank you.
So nice.
I was, I'm also, I guess, like a little like Mary. I'm not quite competitive, but I try not to look at my balances more than once a month. But I have been saving, I would say, assiduously since I was in my mid 20s, and I'm a baby boomer, but I've seen a good psychological barrier being crossed, at least in my own personal situation. I'm still very concerned, though, about being punished for doing the right thing and saving.
Yes. Ron, we were separated at birth because I'm a big saver. My husband and I are big savers. We live below our means because that's the way we were raised, that you save. And as I said, we're super competitive when we get that our statements and everything. But I'm with you. I am so afraid that when it comes time for me to be able to collect, that the government's going to look at me and punish me for having been responsible my whole life and not going out and buying the big screen TV and not going on those vacations and choosing to save.
Well, I was actually told, hey, guess what? You'll never be in a lower tax bracket. You were that good at saving.
Wow. Yeah, and that's not the right message to send.
No.
People are doing the right thing. I don't want to be a party pooper here, but I hope for those of us planning retirement, something becomes more optimistic in that point of view, too.
All right. Yeah. Listen, thank you for the call.
I'm with Ron.
Yeah. How about Dan at Harper's Ferry? Dan, you're up next with Brian and Mary Walter. What do you say?
Yeah, thanks. I was just going to say that I think a lot of Americans think the same way I do, and the economy, I believe, is getting better because we have a president who I feel is genuinely concerned with Americans and the welfare of America as a whole, and not just concerned about himself for selfish reasons.
Okay, so again, perception being reality,
yeah.
You know, but Trump can say, and that's so important, Dan, thank you so much for the call. It's so important to realize that the president sets the tone, and for me personally, this is really an illustration. I don't think I really got it until now, until I've seen the difference between Obama and Trump. And just the perception, Trump was president, a month when this came out? He had been president for a month when this survey
right.
came out. In 1 month of him being president, the change and the turnaround is just so shocking, and it's all just attitude.
Well, you know, there's a saying in politics that perception is reality. What people in the world of politics, in the world of ideas and political ideas, if people have a certain perception about something, it does become sort of a reality. It takes on a weight of its own, and the perception becomes, in many cases, it does become reality. In this particular case, I think it is that people were so gloomy about being, you know, in an environment with the past president that was so anti-business and so anti-jobs
right.
and so, you know, restrictive in the eye, and more, we're going to put in more regulations, and we're going to have the EPA standing on your neck, and, you know, this, that, and the other, that people were sort of gloomy about
right.
the future of their economy and the future of their own personal financial well-being. And I think that in one day, when you have somebody who comes in who looks at the world differently, it does have an impact.
It's really amazing.
More of your call straight ahead. It's 522.
Attention diabetics, with insurance you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181.
Attention homeowners, do you think you've missed your opportunity to save money on your mortgage? Our friends at Network Capital Funding Corporation wanted to let the WMAL listener know now is the perfect time to refinance with interest rates still low and property values rising. If you have a 10-year fixed rate mortgage higher than 3% with an APR 3.2%, then you need to call 800-700-8068. Call 800-700-8068 to take advantage of this 10-year fixed rate of 3% with an APR of 3.2% before rates go up. Network Capital is a direct lender. It's their own money they're lending. This makes the process fast, simple, and secure. Call 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. And remember to listen to the Mortgage Radio Show, heard 1 p.m. on Saturdays, featuring Network Capital. And remember to call 800-700-8068.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. An equal housing lender. State rates subject to change and may not be available at commitment or lock-in. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-700-8068 for additional cost information.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP, and their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844-SLEEP-TEST.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844-SLEEP-TEST.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Some days you just can't give it away. Unless you're talking about free slots play at MGM National Harbor, where they've already given away over $1.5 million in free play on their pulse-pounding Vegas-caliber slot machines. Unless you're talking about that.
Be eligible to win $10,000 to $10,000 in free slots play when you sign up for M Life Rewards on site at MGM National Harbor. This is monumental.
Must be 21 or older. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. See M Life Rewards desk for details. Take the problem out of gambling. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is 525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
To the roads and to the rails. It's like a Monday morning. We're getting started off here, but it isn't. It's Tuesday. Here we go. North on 28, struggling. Overnight crash investigation continues, and we have already big delays if you're heading out of Chantilly, heading up toward the toll road. North on 28, shut down at the toll road. What they're doing is diverting traffic onto the eastbound side of the toll road, so you can go inbound, but you cannot continue north on 28 and towards Sterling. So again, northbound 28 closed at the toll road. You're forced to go eastbound side of the toll road as a result. No problems on 66 around the Beltway, Maryland and Virginia. That starts off pretty quiet. Not quiet on the rails, unfortunately. Metro Rail, Red Line, they're single tracking between Noma and Judiciary Square. They had an overnight work car that derailed, they're now telling us. So expect crowding and delays. Consider alternates too. Again, this Red Line, this might be a while as they deal with the single tracking in that stretch. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Taking it down today, but still a few degrees above normal. By about 10 degrees will be above normal this afternoon. Quite a bit of overcast around. We'll do about 58 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 45 degrees and heading into what looks like a pretty incredible week. 526 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Wilson and Walters in the house today.
Yes, and just take a quick call here. Let's go to Brian in Mount Airy. Brian, has your personal economy changed? Are you optimistic about the economy?
Well, I'm mildly optimistic because me and my wife have done a good job saving and being financially responsible. But I really wanted to call in and make a comment on a couple callers ago. You folks were talking about the fact that, you know, it seems like in the future, savers are going to be punished. The people that are responsible are going to have to be punished for their savings. And to be honest with you, me and my wife were just talking at the dinner table last night with all these new handouts, you know, giving handouts to people for student loans and health care handouts, and the Democrats want to push more and more handouts on it. My wife looked at me and said, they're going to end up taking money out of our retirement account and redistributing to these people. They're going to get all these handouts. We're going to get punished for this eventually. And
I think it's right. I hope that's not the case. And I think with this current administration, that would not be the case. But who knows what the future will bring.
Right.
You're right.
4 years from now, who knows?
Yeah. It is 527 on WMAL.
If you haven't tried the new Esotique XV yet, well, now is your last chance to take advantage of Chamonix's amazing Valentine's Day promotion. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you call now, you'll get to try Esotique XV, the absolute best, most advanced wrinkle treatment, totally risk-free. Plus, Chamonix will give you the Genucel plant stem cell therapy for bags and puffiness under the eyes for free. That's right. Free Genucel, a gift with no strings attached just for trying Esotique XV today. Chamonix is putting their money where their mouth is. You're going to look and feel years or even decades younger with flawless, silky smooth skin and no bags or puffiness, or you'll get your money back. Call right now and you'll also get a surprise luxury free gift. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720, or visit www.xvbeauty.com. Order now and shipping is also free. 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720.
What are you doing up there?
It's official. We need a new roof. Let's put it off
till spring.
We can't put off a new roof. I'm calling New Look Home Design.
Wait, just because we need a new roof doesn't mean I want to pay for one.
We don't have to. New Look is offering 0% interest and no payments for a year. Plus 10% off materials, but only for a limited time.
But it's winter. It'll take forever to replace our roof.
New Look replaces most roofs in a single day.
Okay, let's schedule an estimate.
I did. It's free. And they use aerial technology to measure the roof.
Then what am I doing up here?
Avoiding commitment as usual.
Hey!
Take advantage of this limited time offer. Call New Look now for 0% interest and no payments for a full year, plus 10% off materials. The number is 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300.
Want your carpets to look and smell brand new again? Zero Res can help. Mention WMAL for special savings. Call 703-382-1221.
All right, there is a ton of immigration news and some surprising statistics, surprising, shocking statistics about how many people in this country illegally who violated laws and have deportation orders are still in the country. It's going to make you mad. It's all after the news at 5:30.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Flags at the California Capitol are at half-staff this morning, honoring a Whittier police officer killed by a suspected gang member yesterday. Whittier Police Chief Jeff Piper was devastated.
You know, it's really hard for me to hold back my tears, because all of us have been grieving since 10 o'clock this morning, and I didn't think I had any tears left. But everybody needs to know what these officers are dealing with out there on a daily basis. You have no idea how it's changed in the last 4 years.
Police say the driver of a car involved in a traffic accident was a gang member who opened fire on responding officers. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe has vetoed several bills, including the latest attempt by lawmakers to pass the so-called Tebow Bill. That legislation would have allowed homeschooled kids to participate in public high school sports. Other vetoed legislation would allow people to carry concealed switchblades and lower the allowable age of concealed handgun permit holders from 21 to 18 for active duty military and veterans. The White House is putting the finishing touches on a new version of the president's travel ban.
The question on everyone's mind this week is what exactly is going to be different about the ban this second time around? Perhaps the biggest change we know of is who's drafting the order. This time, sources say that the White House counsel's office, instead of the policy shop, is taking a lead role in rewriting the order.
Correspondent Laura Jarrett. Frederick County is considering relaxing restrictions on farm distilleries, wineries, breweries, and tasting rooms. Bills are up for discussion by the county council this afternoon. The county executive has announced legislation to allow tasting rooms on farms and distilleries in areas now zoned for agriculture in Frederick County. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,624, the NASDAQ at 5839. Sports college basketball, Virginia suffers its fourth straight loss, losing to Miami. Howard loses, and the Maryland women fall to Ohio State. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
EMP stands for Empower, by the way, and EMP 180 has helped me lose about 20 pounds, and that's pretty life-changing for me. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and this week's weigh-in shown that I gained a pound, but it's okay because it was a pound of muscle. If I was doing this on my own and didn't know better, I'd be thinking, oh, shoot, what's going on? Over time, the fat melts off like butter, but you'll have weeks where you're actually growing muscle. You naturally gain muscle eating the right amount of protein and healthy foods. And once I hit my goal, my body will go into cruise control, no longer in fat storage, and my natural metabolism will kick in. Losing weight each week, it's fun to feel the transformation. It's fun to hit goals. So if you have 20, 30, or 100 or more pounds to lose, don't wait. Enjoy the journey of transformation. Down over 20 pounds and loving EMP 180 Weight Loss. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com or call 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
At David Vigilone's house, family time usually centers around sharing stories.
Unfortunately, in our family, those stories include prostate cancer.
Three of David's uncles had prostate cancer, so when he was diagnosed, he didn't waste time. David turned to the physicians at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital to discuss his options.
I didn't want surgery because I work and I'm active. CyberKnife was the answer.
CyberKnife targets tumors with pinpoint accuracy, with minimal impact on surrounding healthy tissue or organs. Treatment is complete in only 5 visits versus the 40 visits you need with traditional radiation.
5 treatments, and I never missed a day of work.
The 5 treatments allowed David to continue with his active lifestyle.
At 68, I still work out, play golf, and travel with my family. CyberKnife made it possible.
Learn more about CyberKnife. Call 855-218-6642 or visit medstargeorgetown.org/prostate.
Foster Remodeling Solutions is a Northern Virginia remodeling and design firm with over 30 years of experience focused on kitchens, bathrooms, additions, and whole home renovations to best fit your family's lifestyle. Foster Remodeling is committed to providing you personalized service with expert design and craftsmanship. Learn how your home can be transformed with a complimentary in-home consultation. Call 703-763-5391. That's 703-763-5391. Or at fosterremodeling.com.
Did you see the recent Washington Post article that real estate commissions have dropped to an average of 5%? Well, we've been leading the way with lower commissions for years. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our full-service hybrid model has saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple. Real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
5:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate northbound 28, I should say, north heading up toward the toll road, already jammed back almost near McLaren Road. This is before Frying Pan Road. Solid lineup. North on 28 is closed at the toll road. You're forced to go eastbound on the toll road. They're still doing accident investigation from an overnight crash. Loudoun County now saying that it could be hours until they reopen this. So plan for your alternates. If you're coming northbound, you normally take 28. You might want to take 657 Centerville Road or head over to 286, the Fairfax County Parkway. Save yourselves some time. Southbound 28, all of your travel lanes are open. No problems on 95, just the normal volume starting to form through Aquia, again, Dale City toward the Occoquan. Maryland Belt, we were still struggling with this crash along the right side, outer loop before we get to Connecticut Avenue, giving us a slow trip around that stretch. And for Metro Rail, they had an overnight work truck derail. So for the Red Line right now, they are still single tracking between Noma and Judiciary Square due to this work car problem. Expect crowding, and also for Mark and VRE customers, expect delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gray sky, mild this morning. It's the time of year where we should be looking at low 30s for morning temperatures, but we're not. This afternoon should be in the upper 40s. Won't be there either. How about upper 50s? Quite a few clouds around. Tonight in the mid-40s, fog late into tomorrow morning's commute. And then partly cloudy tomorrow afternoon, warmer 67, low 70s, dry weather expected on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMEL.
Right now, 43 in Arlington, 39 in Hyattsville, 43 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. It is 5:37 on WMAL. Good Tuesday morning to you. Hope you had a nice 3-day weekend. Many of you taking, of course, President's Day. And we're back at it this morning with a lot of good stuff. Coming up at 7:05, Joe DeGeneva will join us, our legal analyst. At 7:35, Ami Horowitz, documentary filmmaker. The president had some things about, said some things about refugees in Sweden, and it apparently was informed by Ami Horowitz. So he will join us to talk about what is the situation with refugees in Sweden at 7:35. How much money will the district lose if it continues to be a sanctuary city in the way of federal funds? We'll talk to D.C. Administrator Rashad Young. And then at 8:35, Larry Kudlow will join us. I'm Brian Wilson. And in case you haven't heard this morning, we are welcoming my new co-host to the Mornings on the Mall, Mary Walters. Welcome aboard, Mary.
Thank you so much, Brian. It is so great to finally be able to tell everyone.
Yeah, everybody's been asking and asking and asking. And these things just take a little while.
Yes,
and we're so happy to have you on board this morning.
And I'm glad to be here, Professor.
All right. It is a new beginning to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. I love that very much. I want to start by talking about the immigration situation. And you know, Mary, it is so important, I think, in when you're talking about events going on in the world,
to have perspective, the proper perspective of where things are. Because, you know, ICE has been going out there and arresting people who are in this country illegally, have committed a crime, and have deportation orders.
Yes.
They are here illegally, they committed a crime.
Another crime.
They've been convicted of that crime, and there are deportation orders standing against them. And in this recent sweep, as you, if you want to call it that, they have picked up 680 people. And you would...
680?
80.
And that's it.
And the left is going crazy. Look, there's a crackdown. There's an immigration crackdown. You carry it everywhere. And, well, okay, here are some real statistics that put it all in perspective. And there's a lot of numbers, but I think you'll get my point. So 680 have been picked up in the latest sweep. Right now, ICE has in custody 11,000 people who came here illegally, violated the law, have a standing deportation order, and they have them in custody, 11,000 of them. Remember, there's about 11 million illegal immigrants in this country. They got 11,000 of them in custody right now. They believe that of that 11 million people who are in this country illegally, about 3 million of them have criminal histories of some kind that should qualify them for deportation. So 3 million out of the 11 have criminal histories. They believe that there are 950,000 of the 3 million who have final deportation orders on the books.
So
let me get this. 11 million illegal immigrants. Uh-huh. 3 million of them have committed crimes.
Okay.
About a million of them, a little less than a million of them, have final deportation orders already executed and on the books.
Here's your ticket. Get on the boat.
And only 11,000 of them are in custody. Literally, it is less than 1% of those who have outstanding deportation orders are now in custody. So this is not a huge crackdown. This is scratching the surface of the problem. This is what Donald Trump said he was going to do, which is go after the really bad guys who are here. The people who've committed crimes, been convicted, and have deportation orders. But to hear the left talk about it is the most onerous crackdown on immigration that has perhaps been known in the history of mankind.
I've come to the conclusion that they are all drama queens. And kings, I guess. It's phenomenal. But they're trying to control the message. And so I understand. And they're trying to appeal to people's feelings. But it's like the woman we were talking about last week who's declared sanctuary in the church in Denver, right? The Unitarian Church in Denver. She's been fighting deportation for 8 years. She was convicted of stealing someone's Social Security number.
Right.
Wait, that's if you or I had done that,
we would have
served and been out already.
Yeah.
But she's been fighting it for 8 years with the help of free lawyers, but she's an immigrant activist. No, she's here illegally. She's not the same as someone who is not here illegally.
That's right.
But here's the thing. So and maybe I just don't understand, but what makes me scratch my head with this is, okay, so if you have, when they give you your deportation order, do they just give you a packet and send you on your way and tell you to go home?
Later, yeah,
go home and pack things? Well, what happens?
I have no idea how that works, and I don't know how in the world.
Can we find out? Can Heather find somebody? Heather can find anybody. Can she find someone to explain to us how that works?
I think it was the Obama administration didn't want to deal with it. Here's some more immigration news that will cross your plate today. You'll hear a lot about this. The president is about to issue his new immigration executive order because they, you know, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals.
Yes, we must make them happy.
We have to make them happy, apparently.
Yes.
And so, according to the Associated Press, which has a draft of it, it's very similar to the last one, except that it's the same seven countries, Iran, Iraq, Syria, Somalia, Sudan, Yemen, Libya. Mm-hmm. But if you have an existing travel visa, you're okay.
Okay.
If you have a green card, you're okay. You can come in. And if there are some cases where some refugees will be allowed in on a case-by-case basis, if you are, there are certain exemptions allowed in the law. The idea is it's basically the same measure, but these things carved out so that perhaps they will pass the scrutiny of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals and their wacky little three-man panel.
Because I love kowtowing to the Ninth. So if you already have a visa, if you already have a travel A travel.
If you're a dual citizen,
and if you're dual citizen, so you can travel back and forth to Yemen, Somalia, Syria as many times, because you know they are hotbeds of tourism, as many times as you like, and we're not going to give you any extra scrutiny until you commit a crime.
That's right.
Well, that sounds like a plan.
Well, it's apparently what you got to have to get past the courts, and so that apparently will be revealed if this draft is the accurate representation of what actually drops when the president makes his decision. That will be revealed at some point later this week. We will talk to Joe DiGenova about the new executive order coming up at 7:05. It is now 5:43 on, make it 5:44 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. U.S. and coalition military forces have continued to strike the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant terrorists in Syria and Iraq. The strikes were conducted as part of Operation Inherent Resolve, the operation to eliminate the ISIL terrorist group and the threats they pose. Details of the latest strikes, the results of which are based on initial reports, can be found by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for muscle cars, moon pies, and moon landings. For election days and superheroes. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. So if you're active duty, guard, reserve, or retired, you could qualify for a military discount on your car insurance. We've been helping military families save for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much GEICO's military discounts on car insurance could save you. Go to GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
It is 5:45 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
So busy already. A couple major problems. Let's start. Virginia on 28 northbound. That is shut down. Accident investigation. They had a fatal overnight crash, unfortunately. So for 28 commuters, if you head out of Chantilly and you try to get up to the toll road, or if you're heading towards Sterling, here's what they're doing. It's closed northbound. You're forced to go onto the toll road eastbound, so you cannot continue up into Sterling. Coming southbound 28, all of your travel lanes are open. And on the toll road, the travel lanes are open as well. So consider alternates. Again, if you're coming north, you're sitting in big delays already out of Chantilly. You might want to use 657 Centerville Road or the Fairfax County Parkway. Just head over there so you're not sitting in that stop-and-go traffic. No problems early on. Sigh of relief on 66 here. Coming through Manassas up toward the Beltway to some of the volume starting to form. On the Beltway, Montgomery County, outer loop before Connecticut Avenue. Still have the accident activity in the right lane. And for Metro Rail, they're dealing with some red line issues. Red line commuters expect delays. They are single tracking between NoMa and Judiciary Square due to an overnight derailed work car. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gray sky, mild this morning. It's the time of year where we should be looking at low 30s for morning temperatures, but we're not. This afternoon should be in the upper 40s. Won't be there either. How about upper 50s? Quite a few clouds around. Tonight in the mid-40s, fog late into tomorrow morning's commute. And then partly cloudy tomorrow afternoon, warmer 67. Low 70s, dry weather expected on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMEL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 45 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by LifeLock.
Participating Napa Auto Parts stores have Pennzoil Motor Oil starting at $3.49 a quart for conventional. Just $3.49 a quart. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sale prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 2/28/17.
It is time for Critter News on WMAL, which, Mary, you need to know, is a certified fan favorite. And the whole idea here is I'm going to talk about interesting stories involving critters. And we have a very wide and accepting definition of the term critters, because we believe that critters can also include bugs. And since we're going to talk about bugs, I got to tell you this story. This is one of those stories you just shake your head. Angelina Jolie, the actress. Has talked about a lot of odd things over the years, but apparently one of the most memorable moments in an interview that she was doing came when she ate scorpion and tarantulas with her kids.
Ew!
That's right. She's in Cambodia filming her latest effort at something. First They Killed My Father. I don't know anything about the movie, but the actor and actress and director discussed her high-profile split with Brad Pitt, and then one of the most memorable moments came when Jolie ate scorpions and tarantulas with her kids.
So, with ketchup, do you put ketchup on tarantulas?
Yeah, I don't know. Apparently, according to her, you start with crickets.
Oh,
crickets and beer, they go down easier with beer. Of course, everything goes down easier with beer.
I was going to say. So does Critter News also include eating critters?
Yes, apparently. We're very big. We think animals are very tasty on Critter News. So there you go. Angelina Jolie and her kids eating insects. And here's the nugget. The news you can use is when it comes to eating insects, you start with crickets.
They're apparently high protein.
I guess. I don't know. I'm not eating no crickets.
You can make them in your meatloaf that you're going to be making me.
Is that? Oh, that's White right. House the White House meatloaf.
Yes.
Okay. Bao Bao. You know. The Panda Express is being
Go
loaded
ahead, say
up.
Say it.
It's probably being loaded up.
Say
at,
it.
At what?
Go ahead.
What?
Keep going.
It's being loaded up. The Panda Express. It's not that place you go to in the mall to get Chinese food very quickly. The Panda Express is a Federal Express plane that they're going to load up the panda in and fly it back to China.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, this is a national day of mourning for our program director, Bill Hess, the evil underlord or overlord of WMAL. This is... Oh, look, he's coming down the hall. Yes, he looks very, very sad. Bill, I'm so sorry. This is the day that Bao Bao goes bye-bye.
There it is! Ding, ding, ding,
bay,
ding!
Bay,
that's
goes,
what I was
bow.
Waiting
goes bye bye. That's right.
So once Bao Bao's gone, are we going to get rid of the cliches? You know, Bao Bao bye bye, or is that just something we're going to look forward to every time you insist on doing Critter News? Can we give Larry Critter News? By the way,
no, we can't.
Can we give that to him?
He tried to steal it once.
He can have it.
And I took great offense. Here's the thing: we get rid of Bao Bao, we'll still have Bay Bay, and I think the next bear will be
named BBs.
The next bear will be Boo Boo. It's 5:50 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Well, the New York Times is suddenly concerned that President Trump is struggling to fill top jobs in his administration. And, of course, they blame Trump for being too picky. The Times says the problem is Trump's demand for loyalty. Many candidates have washed out of the interview process due to vicious things they said about Trump during the campaign. You see, the Times is especially upset that Trump nixed Elliot Abrams for a high-ranking State Department job. Abrams was an assistant secretary of state under Reagan and a deputy national security advisor for Bush 43. And Abrams admits that a lot of tough things were said about Trump, but he told the Times he had hoped Trump would focus on just hiring the most effective people to help him govern, rather than looking back to what we said in the race. He thought he could slam Trump and still make the team. Apparently, that's wrong. The Times complains that Trump ruled out almost an entire generation of Republican policy types from serving. They say his management style is unprecedented and out of the mainstream. Why does the Times want a bunch of Republicans in there? Has anybody asked that? Let me have some news here for the Times. Trump supporters don't share your concerns. They see Obama holdovers and defiant civil servants openly sabotaging Trump's agenda. The last thing a president needs is disloyal people around him, especially in top positions. There are plenty of snakes in Washington as it is. I think it's a good thing that Trump can spot them.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to Bailey.com or call 920-MACHINE and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H. Bailey, because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
The winter is here, and the dirt and grime can be tough on your rugs and carpets. So here's a tip from Joe Hadid. Ask the right questions when you're choosing the company to clean your rugs. Do they clean your rugs in their own facility? Do they hand wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where your rugs are going to be cleaned? If you can't answer yes to all these questions, then you need to call Joe Hadid.
For all your Oriental rug cleaning needs, just one call to Joe Hadid.
Joe Hadid has created a new pricing structure, so now everyone can take advantage of the Hadid quality and service. Right now, get 20% off any in-plant rug cleaning. Free pickup and delivery includes moving your furniture, rolling and relaying your rugs, and putting them back exactly where you want them. Minimum purchase is required. For details, go to JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com.
Hello, this is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips we provide our clients. Number one, be the first to contact key players in the process. First impressions count. Number two, at the end of the day, divorce law, like politics, is very local. Be sure your attorney knows well your judge and his courthouse, which in family court amounts to a king in his kingdom. Number three, timing in divorce, as in everything else, is important. Passage of time always helps one side of the table, but never both. Know which side you're sitting on and act accordingly. For more info, check out dadsdivorce.com. It's a great resource, and it's free.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at cordellcordell.com. That's cordellcordell.com.
It is 5:55 now on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Montgomery County on the Beltway still have not cleared the accident activity. It did involve a tanker truck and a car, so it's taking a while here to get everything resolved. This is going to be on the Beltway heading in toward Bethesda. Outer loop as you come up to Connecticut Avenue. Stay to the left. They still have that right lane block. A little tricky there around those curves. Looking at delays back at New Hampshire Avenue, and it extends past George Avenue, again, to this crash just before Connecticut Avenue. So extra time will be needed. Definitely need extra time. Chantilly heading up towards Sterling. The accident investigation ongoing. Loudoun County Police tell me it will be for several hours. Northbound 28 is closed at the toll road. You're forced to go eastbound on the toll road with big delays already. So you might want to consider bailing out before you even get there. Or if you're in the backups, you could take McLaren Road or Frying Pan Road, the Centerville Road, or the Fairfax County Parkway to save yourself some time. And for Metro Rail, dealing with big problems on the Red Line, they're single tracking between NoMa and Judiciary Square due to an overnight derailed work car. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Taking it down today, but still a few degrees above normal. By about 10 degrees will be above normal this afternoon. Quite a bit of overcast around. We'll do about 58 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 45 degrees, 5:56 on WMAL.
This is Larry O'Connor, and if you're wanting to sell your home, you need to know that not all agents are equal. The fact is, on average, most agents negotiate for 11% less than original asking price for seller's home. As a home seller, think of the amount of money that is lost in poor negotiation skills by average agents. That's why I'm strongly recommending Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie are ranked one of the top teams in the D.C. area by the Wall Street Journal. What separates Sarah and Debbie from all the other realtors is their exclusive system with over 5,300 ready home buyers looking to buy right now. Sarah and Debbie can sell your home faster and for more money than the average agent, and they'll guarantee that if your house doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. On average, Sarah and Debbie's home listings sell 3 times faster and for 6% more money than the average agent. Call Sarah and Debbie direct at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
I had very, very serious depression. It takes all the joy out of your life.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough.
It's almost impossible to put into words. You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA-indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
I was amazed. I wasn't even sure why I was feeling so well.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Accepting all major insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this door of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Coming up on WMAL, the Pope has some things to say about cell phones at the dinner table that you may agree with, and we want to know what your policy is at your table. And there are apparently teachers all across this country teaching a subject that makes them racists. What is it? We'll tell you.